morning, everybody, and welcome to another exciting episode of Late for the Party on Anchor FM. Well, now it's bought by Spotify, so I should be saying good morning, everybody. Welcome to Late for the Party on Spotify, I guess. I am your host, Melodious, a.k.a. Coverboy, the Modern Marvel, also known as the Hitman Harry La Brea. That's right, we're going to get into a little quick little something-something before I get my party started for today. So, before we get into it, please like, comment, share, subscribe to the podcast. Check me out on all forms of social media. Oh my God, yes, yes, yes. Check me out on my Linktree. Everything is one-stop shopping. You can check me out on TikTok, all that stuff. You could even check me out on my Late for the Party merch. You could check me out on Instagram. All of this good stuff, you guys. But before we get into it, yes, let me just say it like this. Give a shout out to everybody out there who is supporting and following and everything else. Wanted to give a shout out to my family, my sisters, everybody, my brothers, you know, my girl, all of that stuff. You know, my co-workers, you guys are awesome. Thank you. You know, just wanted to appreciate you guys on that. So, shout out to everybody on that. And believe me, man, just whatever that we go through in life, you know, the struggle is real. But overcoming all obstacles is the only option. So, but I wanted to get into just kind of segue from, there was a topic that was coming up. And I wanted to talk about, there's so many things, but I got my well of information. But this is more along the MCU concepts and everything. Now, we all know that the X-Men and Fantastic Four are now a part of the MCU. Spider-Man just got bought out. Disney bought a Spider-Man out from Sony for over $4 billion. But the thing is, with that, I feel like someone brought it up to the attention, is Marvel taking too long, or is it too late? Is it a little too late for, is it a little too late for Fantastic Four and X-Men? Did they wait on it a little too long? I mean, and let's just be honest with ourselves. Let me be completely honest with myself as well. So, I honestly feel that they did. Considering the fact that, what, the acquisition for buying out 20, when Disney bought out 20th Century Fox, they announced that they were going to in 2017. They bought it out completely in 2019. You know, so it's like between 2019, I mean, it's been like going on almost, it's been going on like 5 years. It's been literally going on 5 years, and the funny part is when you're thinking about all the MCU films that came out after Endgame, you know, they came out after Endgame between, it's kind of crazy. I mean, you know, like we had how many movies after Endgame? When did Endgame come out? Hold on. Let me check something real quick. I want to see Avengers Endgame when it came out, because I think during the time when Avengers Endgame came out, the Marvel just bought out so around that same time, 2019, we've gotten how many movies after Endgame? Let's see. We got Black Widow. We got Black Panther. I mean, let's just be 100% honest. We got Doctor Strange 2, we got Black Panther, we got Eternals, Black Widow, Thor, Hawkeye, Moon Knight. Well, let's just say like the stuff that we knew that was gonna come out. We got Black Widow, right? Okay. We wound up getting Black Widow, wound up getting a few other films, and honestly, I think it was a real, it was a miss. It was a real bad miss. I mean, honestly, if they were gonna do that, I feel like they should have at least tried to bring out at least one of them, or at least close to the spectrum. I mean, we even got Shang-Chi. We got quite a few films. I mean, Ant-Man and Wasp. I mean, they were hit and miss. They weren't really like up to snuff. And it's not even a diss. I mean, even like for Spider-Man No Way Home. I mean, if they were going to be representing like too many things, they were very aimless, I must say. They were very aimless on like where the direction was going. When you had the first three phases of Marvel, of course, like the goal was Thanos. You know what I'm saying? Eventually that was going to be all the way to the end game. No pun intended. The end game was going to be the confrontation with Thanos. And then Thanos finally came into fruition, and then we got what we got. I mean, was it all perfect? Not in its entirety. Like, the first couple of films, other than, like, maybe Iron Man and, like, Captain America, like, their first, like, you know, all the Captain America films were great. Like, Iron Man 1 and 2 was cool. 3, I was kind of like, meh. I wasn't too thrilled with that when Jon Favreau dropped being director and wound up giving it to Shane Black. And then Thor, I mean, honestly, just to sit here talk shit about Thor Love and Thunder, hell, I give it to more Dark World, Thor Dark World over Thor Love and Thunder now. Jesus Christ, that was dog water. But either way, you guys, I feel like, I think they took a little too long. If they weren't going to do at least an X-Men movie, they should have at least did Fantastic Four before. They should have did Fantastic Four at least around the time they've got all these other properties rolling and quiet as kept. I mean, aside from like some of the things that just kind of like the unfortunate events of the death of Chadwick Boseman, and maybe like, you know, well, shit, other than that, like, other than the things that were connected to some degree with what they were going with No Way Home and Doctor Strange and this multiverse stuff, I think they should have brought out at least the Fantastic Four around there. But then now, it's like, now we got Charles Xavier in, and we got freaking Doctor Strange and Multiverse of Madness, but these were just glimpses, so we don't know if it's like all etched in stone or not. But my problem is that the fact that it might have, I think their focus, I mean, all these miscellaneous things, and I don't know if it's like lightning in the bottle with freaking how they're trying to do with Guardians of the Galaxy. It was just an anomaly that movie did well. You know, like, they're trying to bring these obscure characters like the Eternals or trying to expand, like, you know, the Eternals and humans. I mean, fuck, let's be honest, the Eternals are not as, I mean, even for me, like, I know more about the Inhumans more than I do about the Eternals to some degree. You know, I mean, there's like, I mean, hell, the Eternals is like D class, you know what I'm saying? Even if for them being cosmic beings, they weren't even nowhere near as like on the popular tip of like characters like Silver Surfer or anything, even though they're like the equivalent to gods. But I mean, I think they're like really doing like, and then how they drag on like trying to bring these people in, like you wouldn't mind seeing like a dream match, a dream battle between the Avengers versus X-Men versus the Avengers. You know, you wouldn't love, y'all would love to see stuff like that. I mean, that kind of stuff would be hardcore, like Fantastic Four meets Spider-Man. I mean, you know, like Johnny Storm could have been going to school around the same time as Peter was going to school, you know? That would have been cool. I think they kind of did a lot of misses after Endgame. Like, they kind of took it back, it was bad. Let's just be 100% honest. And is it a little too late? I mean, I think right now, how everything is going, unless if they make some changes, it could go either way. So, but I digress from my point. I just wanted to spit game on that real quick. But I'm going to get back into it. This will be a part two coming up about it. And I want to dig deeper into the concepts of why would they want to delay it and how they delayed it in a way to where, you know, the changes of like when Bob Iger left to where Bob Chapek was involved, but now a lot of it's about to change since Bob Iger got back into the forefront. So let's just see how everything goes. But either way, I digress. This is an In My Mind segment on Late for the Party on Spotify. So, Spotify for podcasters, I guess that's what they're calling it right now. But either way, I'll hit you guys up on the next segment, so hang tight. I will see you soon. Please like, comment, share, subscribe, and support the podcast, you guys. I'm your host, Melodious, a.k.a. Cubba Boy, the Modern Marvel, also known as the Hitman, Harry Labreas, signing off. I will be back for part two. And remember, when you're late for the party, you're always on time.